The Curse of Understanding. If I know you well, your relationship to life is mainly through understanding, which you either have or not. When you do, you are happy, even though you are just as unsuccessful living well, being fulfilled as you were before. When you hear something, when you see something, you try to understand it. When people do something, stupid, smart, hurtful, you want to understand why they did it. Don't you? When you read, you try to understand it. But people who are successful, high achievers, they don't try to understand, they may not understand at all. What? Understanding is a human concept. Thinking is also a human concept. Animals don't understand. And they have been avoiding extinction for longer than humans. Experiencing is a way to learn, so what do animals do? I asked this question yesterday of a friend of mine. He went into his head to find an answer after I told him it was a real question demanding answer. He didn't know. Animals, who live on the tree of life, in reality, look and see. And rarely make the wrong decisions. Being a human doesn't mean not taking advantage of your senses. Being human means, only by religion, that you are an unrelated species. Human is an animal with a disproportionately larger brain. Larger so it can process more visual, auditory, and sensory information. Understanding is a booby prize. Consolation prize of little or no value. So, what do high achievers do if not understanding, if not thinking? They go on a journey where they can see. I do that. When I read, when I watch a video, a movie, or when I talk to someone, I follow them to the rabbit hole. No understanding. I don't even try. In the normal course of events, this is not obvious to me, but it's been for the past weeks, months, when I have been reading scientific books where understanding would take forever, and would not contribute anything of value. I am reading a book of a lot of higher mathematics, on chaos theory now. It's slow going, I can keep up with it only for about 10 pages at a time. I don't know, by the way, why I am reading it. I have no goal in mind, I have no agenda, I don't know what I'll learn from it. But surprisingly, I have already learned something. This. That I am not trying to understand. I am following the book to the rabbit hole. And I am not even interested in the author's agenda, what he is going to reveal. I am interested in the journey. What I'll see along the way. I have been like this all my life, by the way. In common parlance, smart people are focused on the prize and miss the journey. From life's perspective, these people are roadkills. Hate me if you want, but if you are one of those smart people, you are roadkill. You suck and your life sucks. On the other hand, the meandering people never arrive. Arriving is not the goal of life. Smart people want life to be a smooth ride. Nice interactions, easy tasks, nice weather, nice paycheck. TLB1. Because without those nice things, life is hell for them. They have a taste for good tasting foods, salt, fat and sugar. They think I'm nasty or mean. They want me to be nice to them. They want everything to work out of the box. They never actually look. Never look to see. They know, they understand, they conclude. They agree. They concur. They say, it makes sense. I first encountered Robert Sheinfeld some 20 years ago. He contributed two things to my life. One, he promoted the energized water mug by Sante Water. His claim that his pimples disappeared made me buy a mug, $80 plus shipping it was. Without his mug you would not have the water energizer, the concept that coherent water can be made with energy infusion. None of that. Thank you, Robert. The second thing he contributed to me is the expression, from the limited perspective of the human mind. I always knew that meant seeing. But I bet most of his students thought understanding. By the way, none of his stuff worked for me. So I am not promoting him. Not suggesting that you start studying with him. I am just sharing the two valuable things I got from him. Most coaches, most teachers did not contribute even one thing to me. So with his two things, he stands out. T.R. Vicker contributed one thing. When something isn't working, there is something you don't know, and you don't know that you don't know it, this bracketed part I have added. Because without this you would think that you need to learn something. But that isn't what he is saying. Learning isn't what made him a multimillionaire. And what you don't know that you don't know is always a seeing thing. Always. Not an understanding thing. It always comes from the part of reality that needs to be unfolded. The hidden part. The invisible part. And that part is always a seeing thing. I bet I have lost you there. Lol. Landmark contributed more things. They had 26 years to do so. The most important thing Landmark contributed to me, looking from where I am now, is this: your actions are in a dance with how the world occurs to you. Your actions are in a dance with how the world occurs to you. Occurring is another word to say, what you see. Not what you think. Not what you understand. What you see. You can't understand it, not even this statement. 99.99% of Landmark participants approach life through understanding. Most leaders even. It is the opposite of what that statement says. Ultimately, that is the only sentence that is important about Landmark. Every program they created sits on that, and is just an elaboration of that. And different ways to see how you see, and then change that. By looking wider, by looking further, by looking sideways. But it's all about looking and seeing. Students that can see grow. Students that can't see, don't. And when a student falls back, it is always that they went into their head, instead of staying outside, where their eyes are. Okay, eyes. I don't always mean the physical eyes when I talk about seeing. You can see with your mind's eye. I don't mean visualize. Visualization is not seeing, it is constructing something with what you know. It is more like understanding. This is why I hate guided visualization, it's a trap. It is entirely on the tree of knowledge where life gets murdered. No, what I mean is the effortless seeing. I don't even mean pictures. I don't see pictures. I am kinesthetic, so I see with feelings, sensations. I call it seeing. The blind man's way. Can I teach you to see? No, I can't. Asking that question is like asking me if I can teach you breathing. You are designed to see. I don't have to teach you. You may even see stuff while you try to understand. You have just been discounting or ignoring what you see. What I can do is remind you to breathe. What I can do is remind you to look and see. To consider the information that comes through seeing is what leads you to a great life. Now, one more thing about seeing. If you are the type who looks at a rose, and then immediately turns it into a word, the symbol, rose, then you need to do work to not label things. If you are the type who looks at the sunset and says, it's beautiful, instead of just taking it in, ditto. Why? Because the moment you label things, you just retreated to the limited perspective of the human mind and left reality. You are now stuck with what you said about what you saw, and not what you saw. It's like my dyslexia in a way. I see different words than what are there. So I have trained myself to look again. To not get stuck with a faulty map of reality. Of course, if being smart is important to you, you will not allow reality to change. So to say, you'll be really stuck with your map of reality, the source of your low vibration, the source of your life not working. Like many of my clients are stuck with their water energizer set up. They are certain it is set up correctly. They see the same thing every time they look. Yet there is something amiss. That can only be seen if they clear out their cache and look with fresh eyes. True in every area of life, relationships, money, fulfillment. See with fresh eyes. Bummer, eh? P.S. It makes sense is also a dad giveaway that you didn't see it, you understood it. P.P.S. Einstein talks about experience. That is a misleading word. Experience means sensory. That you saw it, with either your inner eye or your outer eye. No difference in terms of experience. Experiencing means, not thinking it. Not understanding it. Not constructing it to match your knowledge. But seeing it, feeling it, and thus, experiencing it. This is how he worked? It is not easy. I force myself to just follow and see, by making my hands busy. Einstein blew soap bubbles to do the same. Outside of the bathtub he was tree of knowledge. In the bathtub, where he saw all that was revolutionary in his teaching, while he blew soap bubbles. Tree of life. The tree of senses. Sensory. Inner or outer. PPPS, being able to follow is what takes you to modeling. Modeling after successful people. I model after Einstein, for example. Brilliance, not the moments of brilliance kind, but the brilliance you have access to through action and seeing, is what I teach in my Brilliance at Will course. The course is three levels. From the rudimentary to the being able to design your future, your beingness, so that the life you want becomes a natural result. Not an effort, and not an unfulfilled expectation, a thwarted intention like it is for most. If you are interested, I'm offering this big course with a 30% off coupon, for a limited time. In fact, for 4 days. The coupon code is BRILLIANCE, and you can redeem it before midnight on March 7th, Saturday. Go to step2https://www.yourvibration.com/1/brillianceable/.